used to spend my nights out in the barroom. All right, you're listening to the Hillbilly Luchador Show. This is old JP coming to you from down in Moody, Alabama. And today on the show, we're going to talk about what I consider to be one of the most overlooked professions in the world. And that is the songwriter. Many of you know I'm a songwriter myself, been doing it for over 20 years. And, you know, I hadn't achieved much fame and fortune with it, but there are some gentlemen out there who have songs that are known all over the world. And the guy we're going to talk about today is, just one of the best that's ever done it. He just continuously, over his career, has written great, great songs with some of the best writers in the world as well. He hasn't done them all alone. Some of these songs that we're going to talk about today will be co-written songs. And unfortunately, I do not have all that information researched because I am an amateur, apparently. But I have tried to research as much as possible for this podcast to basically give Dean Dillon his due and give all the gentlemen who have contributed to his career their due as well. So we're just going to talk a little bit about what Dean was able to write and some of the big-time artists that have recorded it over his, I guess it's over 30-year career now, damn near 40 years. Dean Dillon has been writing some of the best songs in the world, country songs. There's no denying when you hear a Dean Dillon song that it's going to be a big-time country music song. So let's go ahead and get to a little background on old Dean Dillon. Dean was born March 26, 1955. It's almost time for a birthday for old Dean. So he hailed from the small Tennessee town, Lake City, located in East Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville, with a population of around 1,700 people to this day. Dean's songs would go on to be known all around the world, though, just like I was telling you. And he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame back in 2002. You know, and there's never been a more deserving guy, and I'm glad that they didn't make Dean wait for years and years to get in there. And hell, there's been a lot of changes since 2002, so who knows if he would be able to get in there with the way things are going up in Nashville now. But that's another subject for a different day, I reckon. But old Dean has the quintessential look of a quintessential cowboy. You know, he's got that that serious-looking mustache that even old Sam Elliott would appreciate. He is a damn sure down-home Southern cowboy, old Dean Dillon. You know, I'm going to start out by talking about probably one of the most popular songs that he's ever written, and it was damn sure Vern Godston's signature song, Set 'Em Up Joe. And I don't know that there's ever been a jukebox that has ever been put up in a Waffle House or anywhere else that doesn't have Set 'Em Up Joe in it. There was another song that Dean wrote, though, for Vern that was a pretty good hit and one of the most recognizable ballads that Vern ever recorded, and it's called Is It Raining at Your House Like It's Raining at Mine. That's a damn good song, too. Vern Godston, one of those just very underrated artists as far as country music goes, just unbelievable that Dean was able to write two of his biggest hits. Moving on, though. Keith Whitley. We got to talk about Keith, another one of country music's legends. I mean, just one of the best voices we've ever had. Dean Dillon was actually responsible for writing his first single, Miami, Miami. And I can remember seeing old Keith doing that song on Hee Haw back in the day and just being blown away by the talent of Keith Whitley and him playing that Blackguard Telecaster on there. I was a fan immediately. Dean also wrote Homecoming 63, which was one of Keith Whitley's biggest hits. And man, I love that song too. I just go back a lot of times and just listen to that song. Hell, I can listen to it on repeat for hours and hours, it seems. It's just so, so beautifully recorded, and Keith Whitley's voice really fit that song perfectly. Now, this next one I'm going to talk about is actually a song I had no idea Dean Dillon had written. I had this album, though, Brooks and Dunn recorded, I believe. I don't want to quote which album it was, but it was from the early 90s. I believe it might have been called Border Town or Borderline or something like that. Sorry, again, I'm lacking on my research here, but I do remember the very first line of this song, and it floored me. And I've always thought that it was the best song that Brooks and Dunn ever recorded, perfect for Ronnie Dunn's voice. And I do believe Ronnie Dunn co-wrote this song with Dean Dillon. It's called I'll Never Forgive My Heart. But those very first opening lines in that song, Hello Heartache, Who Let You In, it just blew me away from the very first time I heard it. And that's another one I can listen to on repeat. You know, I cover a lot of songs on my YouTube channel, Josh Porter 08. And that's been one I've always wanted to do. But boy, you talking about some vocal chops. Ronnie Dunn just really shows out on this recording of this song. And being able to do it justice is not an easy thing to do. So I highly recommend y'all checking out I'll Never Forgive My Heart by Brooks and Dunn. It's just unbelievable how good that song is. And I don't think it was ever released as a single. Just so damn good. Another popular artist that went on to superstardom and recorded one of Dean's songs. Actually, I think he recorded three or four of Dean's songs over his career. It's Kenny Chesney. And probably the most country song that Kenny ever recorded is a song that was co-written with Bill Anderson. It's called A Lot of Things Different. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song about regret. And man, I remember the first time I heard it, it just absolutely floored me. How just beautifully put Dean Dillon and Bill Anderson were able to just capture all the things of a guy who has regrets. And if you hadn't heard that one, man, it'll knock you down, no doubt. Well, we got to get to the song that I think that it's got to be in the top five, probably the top three of the songs that Dean Dillon has written over his career. And I think it would probably be what some might consider a signature song. And it was a signature song before Chris Stapleton ever recorded it. And I'm talking about Tennessee Whiskey. David Allan Coe recorded this song first, I do believe. The co-writer, Leonard Hargroves, also recorded a version of it, but I think hers came out later on down the line. But what can you say about Tennessee Whiskey? You know, David Allan Coe, I don't think he had a big hit or anything with it, but when George Jones got a hold of it, it was on. I mean, George Jones' version of this song is one of the signature George Jones songs. You know, when people listen to these old country songs and stuff, and a lot of times they just don't do the research on who was behind, you know, these melodies and these unbelievable lyrics. But this was Dean Dillon, y'all. It's just another example of his brilliance. I mean, Tennessee Whiskey. How beautiful is just the idea that a man, you know, was just so entrenched in alcoholism that this this lady was able to bring him out of it just simply with the power and the strength of her love, pretty much. Got him out of the bar room. You know, he wasn't reaching for the bottle anymore. Just a absolutely beautiful story. And again, Dean Dillon just kicking ass. Just writing songs that nobody else could even touch. And, you know, this is also Dean in some weird way is responsible for helping get Stapleton on the national scene, because when Tennessee Whiskey got released as a single on the radio, all these people who hadn't heard of Chris Stapleton just went bananas. I mean, I was lucky to be one of the guys who had heard of Stapleton. Of course, I'm always researching stuff. So we had actually went to see Chris Stapleton about 6 months before Tennessee Whiskey came out. And just so proud that Dean Dillon could be tied to Chris Stapleton. And, you know, Stapleton's version of the song is completely different. And how it came about, from what I understand, was these guys, Chris Stapleton and his band, was just kind of monkeying around in rehearsals and started playing a little bluesy riff, you know, a little bluesy rhythm, and started singing that song. And it turned into what ended up making the album Traveler and becoming a global phenomenon once again. You can't get rid of a song like Tennessee Whiskey, man. It's just too good. It's going to keep coming back. People just love it. And it's got to be in my top 20 country songs of all time. There ain't no doubt about that. But moving on, we're going to talk now about the guy who probably is just as responsible for getting Dean some revenue as anybody, and that is what some people call the King George. You know, some people consider George Jones the king, but a lot of folks consider George Strait the king of country music, and he's damn sure got a good argument. A lot of people don't know, though, that King George Strait has recorded 66 songs written or co-written by Dean Dillon. And that right there should really, really show you how much of a talent Dean Dillon is, if you didn't already know by now. 66 songs, and you know, not all of them were hits, but if they're on the albums, they're probably one of the best songs on all those albums, because George Strait's been putting out an album almost every year. Shit, I know he did it for at least probably 25 to 27 years out of his 35-year career. He busted on the scene in 1981 with a tune called Unwound that Dean Dillon had a hand in, y'all. Not only did he have a hand in Keith Whitley's debut single, but he had a hand in the debut single for George Strait back in 1981, a song that I can vividly remember Randy Travis doing an interview and saying, you know, he was driving down the road in North Carolina in his old truck and he had the radio on and Unwound come on. And he said, that's what I want to do. I've got to do whatever I've got to do to, you know, become a successful country music singer. So in a way, Dean Dillon, again, responsible for helping get Randy Travis into the game just by writing the very first song that George Strait ever had on the radio, Unwound. And I've got a whole list of songs here, and I want to talk a little bit about them, because all of these songs really do mean a lot to me, and some more than others, and some are just so well written that there's just no touching them. Here's just a few of the songs that Dean Dillon has written for George Strait out of those 66 cuts. It Ain't Cool to Be Crazy Over You, and Nobody in His Right Mind When I Left Her, were both on George Strait's number 7 album. I mean, these two songs are as good as anything that has ever been recorded. They were both on the same damn album, y'all. A little bit later, and I'm going to jump around chronologically, I guess you'd say here. I've come to expect it from you. Very, very well written song. If I Know Me, Easy Come, Easy Go, Marina Del Rey, that was one of George's early hits. I believe that might have been on his second album. Said Goodbye, Marina Del Rey. They got them birds and everything chirping and carrying on. Just a song that can really take you, you know, to the place that he's singing about. Just beautiful. Two of the wittiest songs that Dean ever had a hand in were Oceanfront Property. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From the front porch, you can see the sea. Just crazy, man, that old country boy from East Tennessee can come up with that kind of stuff. And then we've got The Chair. Now, these are by far probably the most clever lyrics that Dean ever wrote, between Oceanfront Property and The Chair. The Chair was actually co-written by another country music songwriting legend, and that's old Hank Cochran, who I don't have to, that'll be a whole nother episode if we get to talking about Hank Cochran, but, and it was written in 20 minutes after a late night songwriting session with Hank Cochran. Now, this song, reading that it was written in 20 minutes for me is really just something that blew my mind, because this is an incredibly difficult song to play for a rhythm guitar player like myself. I've tried to cover it over the years, and I just hadn't been able to get it down, but they apparently wrote it in 20 minutes. I don't know if they could have. Maybe they wrote the lyrics in 20 minutes, but I just don't see that there's any way they could have come up with that hell of a complicated rhythm in 20 minutes, but maybe that's just another example of how just phenomenally talented those two were together. I also want to talk just a little bit. Now, there's a ton of songs that were written out of those 66 cuts that George Strait covered that weren't hits. And I got to say that my favorite is a song called Back to Being Me, and it's on the If You Ain't Loving, You Ain't Living album, which was the album that really, really made me fall in love with George Strait whenever I was a little kid. My mom, for the longest time, had a cassette tape of me singing this on the front steps of our old house. But Back to Being Me is just a beautiful song about a guy who has got his heart broke or whatever, and he obviously did everything he could to try to get this woman to, you know, stay with him, and basically he changed to try to get this woman to love him, and it didn't work out. So this is a song about a gentleman getting back to being me. Back to being nobody. I'm back to who I was before I was your used to be. I'm back to being me. I just love that, man. That's some of the, you know, I think a lot of times we all, including myself, try to overthink writing songs and coming up with ways to basically overly complicate what is a very, very easy, easy thing to do, and that's just write simple songs. I think, you know, Alan Jackson said it best in his tribute to 9/11. I'm just a singer of simple songs. You know, I think that if you're a country music songwriter, sometimes the best thing to do is just say what you're thinking rather than trying to be Shakespearean in the way that you're writing and trying to come up with overly clever ways to say simple things. And I think that's what Dean Dillon has been able to do, hell, for damn near 40 years. But, you know, Dean has also written songs that might have not necessarily been hits, but he wrote some songs for Toby Keith, Leanne Womack, Alabama, and Shenandoah. And the song he wrote for Shenandoah was Danged If I Do, Darned If I Don't, or something. It was a big hit, though. I think when you got somebody like this guy, He doesn't seem to do much that isn't single worthy. I think that during the time that he was really, really putting out a whole bunch of songs in the 80s and the 90s, I'm sure a lot of people just were overwhelmed at how much material was coming out of Dean Dillon. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, probably, I would say that Dean Dillon's prime was probably 80, whatever, all the 80s through the 90s. And we could go back right now and spend hours upon hours listening to all that stuff and still feel like it's relevant today, still feel like it's something that people would buy today. That if you stuck a, let's just say if Dean took the songs that George recorded and this is just an idea, a concept, if you will, take an artist like Eason Corbin, who is a very talented young country singer, or Scotty McCreery, another talented young country singer who is kind of, you know, just trying to weave their way through the commercial country that is today to make a living. And if you took those young cats and gave them a 10 song album doing nothing but Dean Dillon songs, I guarantee you, if you know, it was put out there, there would be some big time hits, and that could also bring country music back. I mean, like I said, Dean was responsible for basically helping Stapleton get back on the scene with Tennessee Whiskey. So it could really help these young guys if somebody had the belief, you know, to try something different and do some hardcore country songs written by old Dean Dillon, in my opinion. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about this today because songwriting has been on my mind a lot here lately, and the unsung heroes of songwriting are these guys like Dean Dillon. And actually, a friend of ours, she brought me some vinyl Friday, a big stack of vinyl that a relative of hers had, and one of them was Shine On by George Jones, the one that, you know, had Tennessee Whiskey on there. So I've had that song on my mind a lot over the weekend, and just wanted to take a little time to talk about Dean Dillon and hopefully shine some light on one of the greatest songwriters of all time. You know, Dean has a great website, deandillon.com, that has a ton of cool information about his career on there as well. And last year, a documentary was released, and you can actually watch it on Amazon right now, Tennessee Whiskey, the Dean Dillon story. So y'all should definitely go check that out. And if you happen to, you know, be in contact with old Dean or want to holler at him on social media or something, you just tell him that old JP sent you. I'd really appreciate that because I don't know Dean Dillon personally, but I've been a fan for years upon years and have nothing but respect for the man and his music. So again, thank y'all for listening. This is the episode for March. What the hell's the date? I believe today is the 18th of 2018. So I hope y'all had a great St. Patrick's Day. We did. We went out and did a little day drinking yesterday, but didn't get into any trouble and got on home and had a good night last night. So anyway, that's all I got for this week. I appreciate y'all listening, though. And again, JoshPorter08 on the YouTube, JoshPorter08.com. All the things out there. You can find me out there on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You know, I'm just out there floating through cyberspace just like the rest of y'all. So that's about it. Y'all drink your cold beer and stay near. I'm actually drinking some BFD. It's a beer for drinking by Sierra Nevada. This is the first one I ever had, so I'm enjoying that this afternoon. This Southern Sunday afternoon. Anyhow, love y'all. Take it easy. Peace out.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I